There's some volume. Volume for DJs. volume's extra. You know, you want to pay, you want to, you know. Friends of Dyke Marsh. Is that the lesbian Stan Marsh? Snap, snap. So, in honor of the late Michael Madsen. Oh, I don't even have that stuck. Oh, it's stuck in my middle. The words get stuck in the middle of. Yeah. Stuck in the middle with you. Oh, I got a different version. Wow. I think. Was I trying to play this last Relodio? Was there a stuck in the middle with you kind of bungled crosshair? I don't know if that was like in the Jericho. I don't want to call it a debacle. I'll just call it an epochle. Yeah. It's like, let's have people on the radio that have no concept of the output of the station. The content, you know, the context. The context of the content. Yeah, so, the late Michael Madsen, let's hear it for him.
Something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get downstairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. And I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what the hell I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile off my face. And I'm throwing up all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Well, you started out with nothing and you found it through your self-made man. And your family all comes crawling, slaps you on the back and says, please.
Wasn't it? I should play Ennio Morricone's The Professional, because that is the casket-breaking theme, and I think it's the music for the... Is that the music for She Deserves Her Revenge, We Deserve to Die? Line from Kill Bill 1 and 2. There is a July 18th through July 29th. There is a 35mm screening of Kill Bill, the whole bloody mess story, the whole bloody thing. It's in L.A., and I don't know if it like the New Beverly, I think, is what the Quentin Tarantino Cinematic Rescue Project. There should be a Cinematic Rescue Project for the Cinerama Dome, which is featured in logo form only, and I think there's a line in it in the Seth Rogen studio series. Like, you see the Cinerama like the artwork, you know, the art style, the fonts. But the studio is a loving tribute, let's say, to both a player and It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, maybe, with a little bit of, or maybe a lot of Hangover thrown in. But it's a, but I'm thinking, like, I don't think the Cinerama Dome will turn into a dispensary or a tattoo parlor or something arbitrary. I think somebody will be there to rescue the thing, but I don't think it's a functioning theater now. And I have yet to actually see a movie there. I had one chance. I was about to see Jojo Rabbit, but I missed my shot. That was it. Cool story, bro. All right. Let's hear the last 2 hours of Podcast-O-Rama.
Hey, cats! Have you seen Mabel? She's 4 foot tall, wide as a table. She got a coupe de ville, shiny black. Man, I'd like to get that shit back. Have you seen Mabel bobbing around? Have you seen Mabel rocking around? Have you seen Mabel bobbing around? I was her man, but now she put me down. Got a great big heart full of romance, a bone in my leg and I don't dance. But that Mabel's just a rocking fool. She got her cat.
And this song is called "You Got a Personality Crisis, Baby." One, two, three, four.
Thank you. it never calmed down. It's good to be king of your own little town.
Time to time.
Together, make welcome, please, Mr. David Gilmour. What program?
Thank you. jungle where I launched. I fly through time as dead as it is cold. I miss my home. Lord,
I'm spaceman knows you just gotta have Hostess Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious, creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. He's the first man to walk on the moon. I think that's one small step for you. Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. John Glenn.
John Glenn. John Glenn. He's a senator from Ohio, but I knew him way back when. Oh,
John Glenn. Neil Armstrong.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Greetings, beautiful mutants, and how may we be of service? This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated, checking in with the many factions of devolutionary humans who have waited so faithfully this past year while Devo gathered its strength for the next offensive. As many of you can see, the road ahead is filled with danger. It's not nuclear bombs we must fear, but the human mind itself, or lack of it, on this planet. It's time to go beyond the normal thing. It's time to do the super thing. It's time for Devo. There's no question about it. The Spud Boys are ready with new songs, new films, and new approaches to survival in a world ruled by subhumans. Lies, lies, lies. That's all we get from those who pretend to know but don't. But once again, Devo attempts to cut through the mental grease and grime with techniques of positive mutation designed to protect you from the ninnies and the twits. Remember, no one knows, so let's find out. Devo asks the questions that help point us all in the right direction to go forward, move ahead, and give the past a slip. It's time to seek out new traditions. We know where the old ones took us, and now we are all here together. So let's go. Take in the full measure of Devo's new traditionalist spirit. The vinyl record and cassette tape of Devo's latest musical outpourings is entitled simply New Traditionalists. To purchase it is not like spending money, but rather it is an investment in the future and a blow against the empire. This is Neutra for Devo Incorporated saying, bombs away.
Again,
are requested to proceed.
Is it serious?
Conference room immediately.
of the coffee. The equipment in the station failed to react normally.
And now everything is ruined. Only because your men decide to break their well-known tradition of sluggishness.
Professor.
Please, go on.
If such sophisticated precision equipment can so easily be disrupted, what would be the effects in the case of human beings?
Yes. I'm afraid these events are most troubling.
Yes.
I'd say this is extremely dangerous.
Can we see the tape?
Cooper, stop the videotape. Tell me, Kazimov, why have you systematically avoided speaking to our interplanetary security agents?
Well, I don't generally speak to anybody at all except a few close friends or an acquaintance now and then.
Pardon me, but who are these friends and acquaintances?
That's my business, isn't it?
You must be aware that we can't help being curious about these unusual qualities you acquired during your mission in outer space.
What you are saying is that you believe I'm a danger.